The pasuk teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Zeh Dover, Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu." This is what Hashem tells us to do, and if you do so, V'yerei Aleichem Kvod Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will reveal Kvod Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the Shechina to you. And the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, "Abru Yas Yetzer Bishem in Lipchem." Take the Yetzahara, remove the Yetzahara, which at first glance is a very difficult Targum Yonasan to understand. We know that in the world that we live, unfortunately, the Yetzahara continues to exist. Only when we will have Mashiach B'mehera B'yameinu will we have a world of no Yetzahara. And actually, I found that this Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel is really a medrash, a Torah's Kahanim on this parasha. The Torah's Kahanim says, "V'yomim Moshe zeh adova shetziva Hashem tasu." Amar lehem Moshe l'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Oisi Yetzahara, haviru milavavchem." Take away, remove the Yetzahara. V'tiyu b'kulchem b'yira achas. You will all be united in Yerushalayim, b'etza achas l'shores l'fnei amakim, to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shem shehu yichid b'olam, just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is one in the world. Kach tei avadaschem yichedus l'fonav, so too will your service of Hashem be singular, be exemplary. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, the medrash says, "Matam es aros l'vavchem l'fnei Hashem." If you will live this way, you will be able to have the Shekhinah amongst you. And again, the question, of course, is how are we able to remove the Yetzahara? And not only how are we able to remove the Yetzahara, we know that the Yetzahara is actually not removable. So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Mojot Rebbe says that what is meant here is Yetzer, when the Medrash speaks about the Yetzer Hara, and the Medrash speaks about the Yetzer Toiv, it's not in the classical definition of Yetzer Hara or Yetzer Toiv. But rather he says, the definition of Yetzer Toiv is as the Pasuk says, V'toiv leiv mishta tamid. A person is supposed to be always satisfied with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them and gives to him. And the Yetzer Hara is just the opposite, that whatever happens to the person, he views as ra, as bad. And what the Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael at this very important junction in their history was that we have to live in a world of Yetzer Toiv, that everything that happens to us, we accept as being Toiv, and not Chas V'Sholem in a world of ra, that we believe that what happens to us is in any way bad. And he says, that's Pshat, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Dav Samach Aleph Omabez, Tzadikim Yetzer Toiv Shoiftam. What does it mean that the Tzadikim are ruled by the Yetzer Toiv? Rather, he says it means, Tzadikim Yetzer Toiv Shoiftam, they live a life that with everything that happens to them, is toiv, they consider good. On the other hand, Rishoim Yetzahara Shaftam, everything that happens to them, they're never satisfied. And that's why the Pasuk says regarding Tzadikim in Mishlei Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hei, Tzadik Oichel L'soy V'Nafshei. A Tzadik is always satisfied. He's always happy because he's happy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and does for him. And whatever happens is fine. Ubetin Rishoim Techsar. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael as they built the Mishkan and were bringing the Kabbonis, how will you be worthy and how will you be able to have the Shekhinah amongst you? The way you will be able to have the Shekhinah amongst you is by living a life of Yetzer Toiv, by living a life, by knowing that everything that happens is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen. But I saw that the Gra, the Grizz, the Brisker Rav, explains this, elaborates on this. He says, if somebody were told that if you'll learn well today, or you do certain mitzvahs today, you will be able to see the Vilna Gaon, or you'll be able to see an Amora or Tana, or you'll be able to see one of the Nevi'im, or you'll be able to see one of the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Will that be considered a proper way of doing Avodas Hashem? And he takes it even a step further. If you will be told that if you do the Avodas Hashem, you'll learn Torah today, you will be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi b'atzmai, says the Riskarov, that would be still, even though you can't say that the person has a personal interest in doing the mitzvah, he's doing the mitzvah to see a Tana and a Meira, Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no physical gain. There's no physical pleasure. It's still considered doing Avodas Hashem L'shloi L'shma. Because our job is to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah for one reason and one reason only. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us so. Not for any other motive. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. Kayoy Hashem nira aleichem. You're going to do the Avodas Hashem and you will be able to see Hashem nira aleichem. You'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees that after he makes this declaration, the Yikrevu Kol Ha'eda, everybody came running. And the Sifra says, Karvu Kulam B'Simcha V'Omdu V'Lefnei Lefanei Al Mizbeach. All of Klal Yisrael gathered by the Mizbeach. They now have the opportunity to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says, V'Yakrev Aaron, he saw the Zrizus. And Moshe Rabbeinu started to be concerned. He started to be concerned that people are only going to do Avodas Hashem because there's something in them, in it for them. And even if the something that's in it for them is something that represents good, represents being closer to tzaddikim, closer to Hashem, that isn't what we're supposed to do. We don't have a right to make a definition of what is toiv and ra. That's not our place. How is a person, I think what the Brisker Rav is trying to say, able to come to a level of Avodas Hashem that whatever happens to him is toiv? Whatever happens is good, even if it doesn't look good. Is if a person, as the Medrash we began with, says, "K'shem shehu yechidi be'olam, kach tei avodaschem yechedes lefanav." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And all of our Avodas Hashem has to be around one purpose, and only one purpose. Kach tei avodaschem yechedes lefanav. Everything that happens to us, and everything that we do, should all be viewed from the perspective of Avodas Hashem, that we're here to serve Hashem. We're here to do mitzvahs. We're here to learn Torah. We're here to make the world a better place. And anything else, haviru yetzahar milvavchem, take that yetzahar away. Any other purpose and any other conditions are not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, as noble as they may seem. And as Klal Yisrael were so excited in doing the mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu in bringing kabbalas and getting close to the Shechina in the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu warned them and told them, remember the definition of toiv. And if you remember the definition of toiv, then tei avodaschem yuchedes lefanav.